Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, boy, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio.
Hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Franklin Pangborn. Before we begin this show tonight, I want to remind you this is the 15th anniversary of a tragic part of our history. As terrorism attacked us, the World Trade Center was attacked and taken down. Tonight, we remember, we will never forget, the courageous first responders and those who sadly perished. Ladies and gentlemen, to perform our national anthem, famous Chicago personality Wayne Messmer steps onto our center stage here in the cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wayne Messmer.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, it was better than Roseanne.
Gentlemen, without further ado, hit it.
Hello, 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 hello.
Right, get on with it. Get on with it.
Live from our Jackson studios and beyond the country and the world, this is Call Cafe on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Franklin Pangborn, inviting you to join Steve the Max Red Bexley, Jay the Brain Man, and Speaker of the House, I'm O'Neill, for 30 minutes of fun and outrageous stuff, plus a 10-minute reefer called The Afterglow. Call us at 1-626-231-0304 to be a part of this show. And now, what's his name?
Okay.
Thank you, Franklin. Good evening, everybody, and welcome, welcome, one and all.
Hey, boo-hoo, I think you're saying hello. Hey, boo-hoo, I think you're saying welcome a little too well.
Hey, welcome, welcome, one and all, to the Corsican Ball.
Hey, Yoki, what's a Corsican?
Hello, I don't know what it is.
As yet, another award-nominated losing, because we haven't slept with the judges yet. Uncoordinated, unscripted, uncensored, unbelievable, unforgettable, unprofessional, and unfit for human consumption edition of the Last Call Cafe and Blog Talk Radio hits the airwaves.
What does that make us?
We're the straws that stir the mix of comedy. That's right, kids. This is, we turn your mind into the Stephen Colbert Show.
I think he's forgotten his words.
And after that, we turn it to something else. But anyway, I am your host, at least one of them, Steve Baxman Baxley. Let me introduce to you the rest of the fine conglomeration that is known as Last Call Cafe. Let's first start with the man, the myth, the legend. He is manager of champions. And he would like to manage Alberto VO5. I mean Alberto Del Rio. He is the intergender champion of the world. Plus, he does a show right here on Blog Talk Radio starting nights at 11 o'clock called Jay the Brain Man Presents Wrestle I'm a Head starring Jay the Brain Man. Here's truly Steve the Baxman Baxley. He is the one. And for Betty White, the only.
And I look better than CM Punk does. He looks like Howard Hughes. In the recluse stage.
Wish I knew what that meant, but I'm glad he's here.
Also heard of Howard Hughes? Come on, man.
Love it when you do Yogi Bear.
CM Punk looks like Howard Hughes in his recluse stage. All he needs is Kleenex shoes and a couple copies of The Day the Clown Cried, and he'll be set.
Uh-huh.
He does not look good. He does not look good cutting weight.
I saw it. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Right now, let me introduce you.
I mean, unless he's going for the Skeletor look.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the man who truly is, despite what you've heard and read. This man is the most interesting man in the world, if not the most suavely interesting man in the world. The man that taught Matthew McConaughey how to actually speak in proper sentences.
One me.
He is the host of Tom on the Radio. The most suavest man in the world. Women want him. Men. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the host of Tom on the Radio Monday nights at 11 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. He is the Speaker of the House, Tom O'Neill.
Oh, Johnny the Murgatroyd.
Excellent. Stage right.
Or in my case, stage left.
And by the way, we would like to welcome those of you who are listening to us on the left coast, on the right coast, in the Midwest, and in Amish lands where the only entertainment.
Oh wait, they can't listen to us. They can't listen to us over there. They don't have any electricity.
Oh, they got cow power.
I've been spending most of my life living in an Amish paradise.
Okay.
Don't you ever
they
listen to Weird
anywhere.
Al? Don't you ever listen to Weird Al? He knows the truth.
Yes. So, to our Amish friends, but to all of you farmers out there living in the city whose only amount of entertainment is watching a Chihuahua mount the Great Dane, we welcome you.
We're all the country girls.
They're now cheerleaders for the Dallas Cowboys. Anyway, let's get on with this, shall we? Yes, we shall. And take us upon ourselves to go straight to the Fox Sports scoreboard because, oh boy, have we got a lot for you. Yes, we got a scoreboard. Sponsored by...
That's what she said.
Yes, it is, of course, the home of Fox Sports 1, the home of legends, the home of more live events than ESPN ever got rid of, and now the home of Skip Bayless and Carissa Thompson.
I think that's a reason to drop the sponsorship.
Ooh.
The Skip Bayless part, mostly. Oh. Scoreboard.
Let's get to it, boys and girls. Get rid of the boys.
How about some LT Grays?
How about them Tigres? Well, we got them here. Let's get you to
Grande.
We have a delayed game. The New York Yankees stopped 7-4 by Tampa Bay, of course, delayed by rain. Or George Steinbrenner has just come from the dead. Top of the sixth, San Francisco and Arizona tied at 4. Top of the fifth, Texas and the Angels tied at 0. Bottom of the fifth, Seattle scoring more than me. They lead the Oakland Aesthetics 2-0. Mid-fourth, Colorado 2, San Diego 1. Final scores, Washington 5, Philadelphia 4, Cincinnati 4. Cincinnati 4, Pittsburgh 3. Boston shellacked the Toronto Blue Jays 13-3. Miami over the Dodgers 4-1. Farmer John, he too happy. And here is a final score. Hit the bell, boys. Detroit takes over that second position in the wild card race, defeating Baltimore 4-3. Mets defeat Atlanta 6-4. The world champion Chicago Cubs defeat Houston 2-0. The useless other team in Chicago losing to the soon-to-be no longer defending champion World Series champ Kansas City Royals 7-2. Cleveland rocking over Minnesota 5-4. And San Luis over Milwaukee 4-3. That is...
Bienvenuto.
Yes, leave him a noodle.
And,
yes, she got it.
And Justin Upton solo homer.
Yes, sir. He has
Homer wasn't in. Homer wasn't in Minuto.
There you go. Just one game in the weirdness that is college football. Louisville defeating Syracuse. Actually, I'm just going to say it. The Louisville Cardinals are slaughtering Syracuse 55-28. I think Syracuse has just hoisted the white flag and have surrendered to Louisville. All the rest of the games are on Saturday, so there you go. Serena Williams out of the U.S. Open. Boo or yay.
So am I.
And let's see what else happened. Cam Newton needs to be examined after last night.
Ron Gronkowski's out for the Patriots.
Ooh,
I guess he got
Gronk. And speaking of football, and who was speaking about football, by the way, that is it for... the La Brea Tar Pits of sports. That's right. That's it for the Fox Sports 1 Sports Scoreboard presented by FS1, the home of more live events ESPN had to get rid of just to save Mickey Mouse some change. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right.
Oh. Scoreboard.
Somebody orgasm?
I think it was Tom.
Betty White must be in the building.
It was Tom. Or somebody over there.
Anyway, for those of you who want to join us, please do so. 1, always remember that 1, 626-231-0304. That's the number that'll get you on this piece of madness we like to call the Last Call Cafe. By the way, congratulations to our good friend and someone I am going to call our semi-regular numero dos, Linda Steele. She is in Vegas, baby, doing a little being taught how to be a race car driver. And from the videos that are on her Facebook page, she is kicking some Major League duckus. So, congratulations.
Viva Las Vegas.
That's right, baby.
Viva
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Flunky. Okay, let's get to it. We've done almost everything here. We do have a wrestling breaking story. Of course, everyone knew this. Love Does Conquer All, as Alberto Del Rio now joins Paisley on the unemployment line of the WWE.
Aww. I thought Paige wasn't
Paige
wasn't out of WWE. I sure saw an article that said that they changed the report and she's not out of WWE yet.
Oh,
yes.
She's not?
I almost guarantee you that's going to change within the next week.
Yeah, she was with Alberto Del Rio at his press conference, where there's a possibility he might be working for her family's wrestling promotion. Oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
Or as he'll be called in TNA, Alberto Del Turdo.
Yeah, by the way, what is this deal with the WWE? If Cody Rhodes signs with any wrestling organization, TNA,
that's on television,
or Ring of Honor, or both, he cannot.
Or New Japan.
Or New Japan.
Because they have a television show.
He cannot use the Rhodes name at all.
Well,
what?
There's a simple explanation. There's a simple explanation for it, Steve. He started his career in WWE, unlike his brother and father, who obviously started their careers long before WWE was trademarking names left and right, and so they owned the rights to their Rhodes names. But Cody started out in WWE, so WWE has owned Cody Rhodes, the name, ever since he started out in WWE.
Uh-huh.
Which means Cody really doesn't have a say in this, because he never wrestled outside of WWE until now. So there's no television presence of him outside of WWE with the Rhodes name. So he might have to go with Cody Runnels, which is his real name.
I don't think
that's too bad of a name. And besides, you don't even have to get new gear.
No, I mean, he can have. I wonder if Terry Runnels would be his manager. There you go.
Doubt that. He has a wife, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently he's going to TNA because he wants to feud with Mike Bennett and have Eden or I forget her ring name go against Maria.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thought.
That's why he wants to go to TNA apparently.
Okay, speaking of TNA, the September 8th edition of Impact Wrestling, featuring the sequel, Delete or Decay, averaged 337,000 on Pop TV. This is down nearly 4% from last week's show and down 17.8% from the record-setting final deletion segment in July. Now, there are a couple of factors to consider.
It's still got around 200,000 more than Winsanity on GSN.
That's true, but there are a couple of factors to consider here. Impact was up against the NFL season opener featuring the Super Bowl.
Are we making excuses again?
The Broncos and Panthers that did 25.2 million viewers on NBC. That in itself is not going to be an easy obstacle to overcome. There aren't any recent hard metrics for comparison either, as Impact was on Wednesday nights in 2014 on Spike and 2015 on Destination America for the NFL opener. Last time TNA went head-to-head with the NFL was back in 2013, and they actually rose over 5% against an opener that did over 25 million. Wild.
And our friend Mike Tirico does his first Notre Dame football game tomorrow on NBC.
Ooh, that could be fun. And let's not forget, next week, Mike Tirico will do his second one when the Spartans pay a visit to Touchdown Jesus. Billy Corgan made his announcement that the King of the Mountain title has been retired, and a Grand Champion title is now the big piece of gold, as it were.
Oh, that's the MMA style one. And, well, yeah, the one where every single match in the tournament for it right now, I believe. Yeah, because, you know, TNA has to do a tournament. After the first two rounds, ending in a 1-1 tie. Every single tournament match for it has ended up in a 1-1 tie after the first two rounds. Every single one of them.
Ouch.
That's entertaining television, isn't it? I mean, it's like they forget the reason why they're supposed to be rounds in matches. They're not supposed to go to the third fall every time.
That's
just me musing.
Very good musing, too. Let's get to some entertainment news. FX announced it's canceling Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, the series starring and produced by Dennis Leary. FX had no comment on the move tonight, but Deadline has been told that the cast and crew were informed earlier today about the decision. Yahoo. Also, ABC announcing that Mistresses has come to an end after four seasons. I guess
I didn't even know it was on for four seasons.
By the way, the move to Canada to defray costs obviously didn't work. Let's see what else happened. What?
What?
Sorry? Let's see. No, we're not going to do that. NBC has given a script plus penalty commitment to a single camera, multi-racial, multi-generational, multi-this, multi-that family comedy from Lon Zimmet and producer Wendy Trilling and Aaron Kaplan's Capital Entertainment, loosely based on Zimmet's brother-in-law and parents' comedy centers on a young interracial married couple, Evan and Nicole, who plan to move into Nicole's parents' house. That goes awry when she takes a temporary job transfer around the country. Let's see what else is going on. Sully to break $30 million after strong matinees for the film from Warner Brothers. And more headlines. Then we get back to all of us being as insane as we can be. Ooh. That's right, kiddies. Atlanta premiere ratings bode well for FX. That's a new show. Let's see here. Vince Gilligan developing HBO limited series about Jim Jones, the cult leader. And,
I thought you said something about Gilligan.
Yeah, Vince Gilligan. And Daryl Ward, the...
So is it going to be on an island?
I have a feeling he is. Still, Vince Gilligan. There you go. And we hate to end our entertainment news on a sad note, but we must. Ice Road trucker driver Daryl Ward passed away in a plane crash. He was 52 years old. That is your
entertainment. You would have thought he would have died on the road. It's not a joke. I'm saying, like, because of his job and such.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me, folks.
You're laughing at a man's death, man. That ain't right.
I apologize,
but
folks.
But I'm laughing at your death. What if I laughed at your death, Steve?
Yeah, I apologize. I apologize for my ill-timed laughter. I do apologize to you, Tom, and I apologize to you, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by the way.
Anyway, let's get on to the next crappy story.
Yeah, here's the final headline. Harley and the Davidsons got high ratings for the Discovery Channel. And,
does that mean seven
yeah.
people watched it?
And by the way, the Mythbusters trio of Fix-It folks have got a new show on Netflix coming soon to a television computer screen near you. And that is your entertainment news.
Oh, and one more. I got one. And Funimation and Crunchyroll are teaming up together. That's it.
I got one, too.
Yes, sir.
I got one, too. Right before the Miss Universe pageant, Miss America pageant this Sunday, is the final episode of Family Feud that will air this summer. So it was an interesting summer of fun and games, but as with all good things, it must come to an end.
Yes,
and I think, is it tomorrow or next week that they're airing the other two shows? I think it's next week.
Ah.
It's not tomorrow. I mean, the day after the Miss America thing.
Is on the 12th.
Yeah.
And two daytime talkers begin on the 12th, which is Monday. The Harry Connick Jr. Talker and
I saw an ad for the Harry Connick Jr. one during the show. It looked awful. What was the other one you said?
T.D. Jakes.
Oh, the religious guy.
That's going to
be interesting.
Well,
okay.
I know there's another person who's getting his own talk show on the 12th. I think it's going to be on the CW.
He replaces Bill Cunningham.
Yeah, it's the Robert Irvine show. Let's watch him live for an hour.
Okay, and speaking of religion, he's back. We don't have his theme music yet, but here he is. It's time for the pigskin to fly and the brats to fry. It is time for pigskin with the Pope. Ladies and gentlemen, Pope Francis. Yes, thank you. You have no theme music for me, schmuck? Why don't you have the theme music for me? Well, we got to get clearance, you know. Screw the clearance. You got to play it next week. Yes, good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, the brain, the most powerful man in the universe, and good evening to you, you freaking putz of a host. Now, come on. You're the one that picked Carolina yet last night, you stinking poison. Okay, you want to do this now? Yes, I better. By the way, I bring you the prayer of prayers. Ositi da dante. Macaque to Toto, Chilitas, Detroit. We only got 90 seconds. Oh, that lady is just, I wish her warts on her. Let's get to it then. By the way, my prayer was, of course, may your life be filled with bouncing balls and cheerleaders from Detroit Lions. Indianapolis, taking
Woo!
On Detroit. That's at 4:45. Detroit. They got everything new, but now this will go over on what they call the afterglow. Take Detroit by 5. New England versus Arizona. Take New England, the Tom Brady-less New England Patriots by 1. The LA.
But remember, Your Excellency, there's no Gronk.
Either way, they have the power. They will win by 1. Mark my words. LA Rams taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Take the Rams by 6. Chicago versus Houston. I would say bear down Chicago Bears, but really? Do we need to? No. Give it to Houston by 7. And my big special, Green Bay taking on Jacksonville. Tiz Madre can beat Jacksonville. Take Green Bay by 14. I shall return next week. Caditante Estetute Tanfoles Roseles Contento. That was fast. Now you get to do this aftergrow with you and your friends, and you don't need me. So, but I will come back again next week, very full of life and love. To you all, much love from the Vatican, and of course the Vatican Casino, where you play Pazza Polpa. That's right, Pazza Polpa. And with that, thank you. Okay, there we go. Thank you, Pontiff. Again, no theme music? You better get the theme music, you schmuck, before I put a curse on you. Okay, okay. There's one thing I hate as a mad pope. It's you better believe it, you schmuck. Oh, okay.
I predict that the team that gives the other team the most concussions will be the winner.
So it's Denver all the way.
I was going for the Lions.
There we go. Okay, we're at the afterglow right now, so smoke
we
it
are?
If you got them. Yes, believe it or not, we're in the afterglow. Smoke them if you got them. Drink them, eat them, and of course, bleep them if you can.
Woo!
That's right. Okay. Gentlemen, what's on your minds?
You wouldn't want to know.
Oh, man.
Oh, I was thinking about that football game tomorrow between Tennessee and Virginia Tech at the Bristol Motor Speedway that was going to have a world record for a football game, American football game, with over 150,000 people in Thunder Valley. They're going to have a Guinness representative at the game to authenticate the world record for a football game.
Yeah, I went to a race in a football game, and a football game came out. Hey.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, your attendance is down on your NASCAR event, so supplement your income by putting a football game in the middle of the racetrack and have 150,000 people go crazy over it.
Yeah, I mean, let's face facts. I mean, you know, that would be a bad idea. See, both a race and a football game.
Well, they both have a lot of bumping and banging.
Yes, but enough about what they do with the cheerleaders afterwards. Anyway.
Hey now.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
I know a guest that we'll never be able to get.
Besides Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, that would be great. Dr. Steve Brule.
Oh, boy.
That would be the best ever.
There are three people we got to try to get. Your man, Dr. Steve Brule.
We can't afford John C. Reilly. I don't know how Tim and Eric can.
Tim and Eric, that's four guys. Here's the list. Four so far on that list.
I really hope you're writing this down.
Yes, I am. Dr. Steve Brule, Tim and Eric, Gilbert Gottfried, naturally, and Eric Andre. I'd love to get one of them on our show. I'd love to see if one of them would be on our show.
Well, most of them have Twitters. I know you have a Twitter.
Yeah, well, we all do. We all got tweeters.
We could probably get Eric Wareheim.
Yeah,
that's probably the only one we could afford.
If
for the listeners out there, we don't actually buy our guests, okay?
No, we beg them. Or we ask them nicely.
Yes. We send out tweets with the phone number, ask them nicely, and hopefully they call. Usually
that's
they
right.
don't.
And if that doesn't work, beg.
Sometimes
if that doesn't work,
do
then we beg right on the air.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Linda Steele called us up after I made a mention. Bam.
Well, that's because you gave her the number.
That's right. And I got news. I'm going to start advertising our show on Twitter.
That'd be a start.
Yay. Yes, right.
And maybe somebody will come and join our little merry bunch of
or look for Gilbert Gottfried's Facebook page and ask them.
Oh, I know Eric. I mean, I know Gilbert's got a Twitter.
Yeah.
Ask him.
Yeah, I will, by God. I mean, he did, and I think I still got the tweets as we, there we go, let's go to Twitter here.
I saw he retweeted you.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Eric Guerheim's DMs are open, so there's one way to do it.
My thing is, you're not going to get anything if you don't ask.
Yeah,
this is
that's the big thing. You will never get a guest if you do not ask.
This is true. I got to start asking. But,
all they can say is no.
This is true. When I got retweeted by Gilbert Gottfried September 5th, that was like butter. That was.
Because it's on the roll.
Yeah, I mean, all I said was this, just heard your podcast tonight at Labor Day Grill Out. Wow, never laughed so hard, which is true, wildly cool. And he is. I mean, if you've never heard his podcast, it's on iTunes, I do believe.
Yep.
What is it called? What is it called, Jay? Because you hooked us onto it.
It is called, let me check real quick, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Well, that's a simple name.
It updates every Monday, and there's a mini episode every Thursday.
That's right.
This week's mini episode. Really, Siri? I'm not even talking to you. This week's mini episode is One Hit Wonders from 1971. This week. As in things like Chirpy, Chirpy, Cheep, Cheep, Gilbert Finds Religion, Daddy Doodrop Meets Eddie Cantor, and Sabrina and the Groovy Ghoulies.
Ooh, I remember that cartoon show, the Groovy Ghoulies.
And his show actually has sponsors. That's right. He has actual, honest-to-God sponsors. We don't.
Yeah, he does. We don't. We just sneak in little names that may want to sponsor us or just may want to ignore us totally.
I wonder how much it would cost to get our own Blue Apron URL. BlueApron.com/ Last Call Cafe. Don't go there. It's not up yet. But we can work out a deal, I think.
Yeah.
But you never know.
That's true. You never know unless you ask.
That's
and
true.
If they include it with a restraining order, you know you've made it.
Oh, man.
Oh, golly, gee, bang, boom. Okay, we are, it's 12:09 right now, and it is the Baxman, the Brain, and the Speaker of the House. This is Last Call Cafe on Blog Talk Radio. And the one thing that we do right now is it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Insidious Belch of the Week. Thank you.
I can't wait to see who gets this one.
This month's Insidious, this month's victim of the gaseous explosive from your mouth is none other than the boys and girls at Fox News, who just recently lost Greta Van Susteren from all the turmoil that has happened.
Oh, and I see that they've broken the spell on her once she got released, because now she realizes, hey, one of my coworkers was actually sexually assaulted.
Wow. So to Fox News,
she allegedly invoked the Roger Ailes clause in her contract.
Yes. How much you want to bet she goes back to CNN?
I would bet the mortgage, if I had one.
Well, I mean, not CNN. You know how you can really pin the hole in Fox News? Work for MSNBC.
I thought you'd have to work for The Daily Show.
Hey-o. Interesting. Mm. So to Roger Ailes and the gang of party animals at Fox News,
give it to
them. Don't ask for a mint. And get right up to the brain's face. Are you ready? You are.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Brain, do your thing. Give Fox News and Roger Ailes the insidious belch of the week.
Works every time.
You gave me a false start. I almost thought I was going to throw my voice out.
Pangborn, you got a duty to do.
The Insidious Belch of the Week was presented by Taco Bell. Live
more. We don't pay you enough. We should be paying you in the negative. You should be paying us.
They don't pay us enough.
Yeah, they don't pay us enough. You shouldn't be getting a paycheck, Pangborn.
Anyway, folks, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, even with three minutes plus left, we must now go forth into our final comments, our final thoughts, and for that, we start off, as always, with the Speaker of the House, Mr. Tom O'Neill.
Well, I'm going to keep it short. 9/11 is Sunday. It says it for itself, but it's also the beginning in earnest of the NFL season. One game I'll be watching with great interest is the Cleveland Browns and the Philadelphia Eagles, where you have a quarterback that is on his last chance with a football team and a quarterback on the other side with his first chance with a football team. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of it, and I yield back the balance of my time.
The man, the myth, the legend, JTB.
I'm reading the strat on a message board for freaking awesome people called Bomb the Main Event Pushers. One of the people said the Ultimate Warrior. Yes, a person who many people remember even to this day had a Bomb the Main Event Pusher. Go ahead. Do that revisionist history. Why don't you?
And I
acquiesce the rest of my time to Mr. Stephen Baxley, the host of Stephen Baxley Maxley Presents The Last Call Cafe on blogtalkradio.com, starring J.W. Rand, Stephen Baxley Maxley, and The Real Deal, Tom O'Neill, right here on blogtalkradio.com every Friday night at 11:30 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com.
My final thought is this. Thanks for listening to us for 13 wonderful years. We're going to keep this going until we get it right. Go Lions!
13. Not at all.
And to Amy Hayes, guess what? You're next to be our guest. And Linda Steele,
yes, sir,
is now our semi-regular.
Does she got carte blanche?
I mean, it feels like it's been 13 years since I started being on the show, but it's not.
I know. It's been about 4.
Then why did you say 13 years?
I mean, in total.
Ugh. Kill it. Just kill it. Kill it already.
Pangborn, hang more and do it. You've been listening to Block
Say
Talk
goodnight,
Radio.
Dick.
You've been listening to Les Cole Cafe with Block Talk on Block Talk Radio with the Baxman, the Brain, and the Speaker of the House. This program was not recorded.